I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it is Andy, and it's Halloween, and it's the Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen podcast. I'm really excited about tonight's episode. We have Julianne Moore and Whoopi Goldberg coming on, plus a bunch of trick-or-treaters who you won't be able to see, but if you check our Instagram, you can see their costume. We came up with some really fun ones. We've got the gay shark in costume. I won't tell you what he's going to be. We have some twists on Bravo Celebrities. And I hear that someone is coming as me, some like muscle boy, which I like. I like it that my staff, they either see me as a muscle boy or they know how to please me, which is, oh, well, we'll just have someone with muscles dress as Andy. I am such a Julianne Moore fan. She's my favorite ginger, although I love that Andy guy who's on the Bengals. And Whoopi Goldberg. The great thing about Julianne Moore and Whoopi Goldberg, you can talk to them about anything. The conversation can kind of go anywhere. I always like to stir the turd about The View. And Julianne Moore, you know what I really want to ask her about? Mark Wahlberg came out and said that, I think he said he regrets making Boogie Nights or he has to apologize to God for it. And I mean, it pissed me off on behalf of Boogie Nights because it's such a great movie. Anyway, enjoy the show, and I'll be back after to break it down.
She was in Ghost, and she's so talented, I could die. It's a Watch What Happens Live Halloween with Julianne Moore and Whoopi Goldberg now. In danger, girl. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse on Halloween with one woman who has fiery red hair and another who knows her way around a hot topic. In my first guest new movie, Suburbicon, she plays twins. You know, and I always say the only thing better than one Julianne Moore is two. I'm glad at least one of her showed up tonight. Welcome back, Julianne Moore. Hey! And she's celebrating her 10th year as moderator of The View, which I think means she has taken more than a little time to enjoy it. Hey, Whoopi Goldberg, great to see you. I'm so glad you're both here. I just gave both of you candy, so we're all set. And we have some trick-or-treaters coming. We have a bunch of trick-or-treaters coming, so just beware. We have a lot of fun. Doorbell's coming up. By the way, I should say, we found this photo of the two of you in 1995 at the Show West Awards.
Oh, my God.
You guys and Stallone and Joel Silver. Does anyone here remember that moment?
I remember meeting Whoopi. You
do?
Very excited. Yeah, yeah. Because she came. You came over and asked how I was doing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Because you doing okay? You doing okay? Because I was scared.
I know.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Today is the day that every talk show host, except me, dresses up for Halloween. Whoopi, do you like dressing for Halloween? You were Mother Goose today. Do you like that every year?
No, not particularly.
You don't? I love it.
No.
Okay. All right.
It's good, I guess, for our hair and makeup folks.
Yeah. Yes.
It really is great, and it's fun for them, but I could do without it.
Yes, okay. okay. Oh, my God, you know what that doorbell means? It's time for our first trick-or-treater. We always have a great time. From the Real Housewives of New Jersey as a sexy cockroach. Kim D, you're the best. You're the best, Kim D. You have the best sense of humor.
People are calling me names, so I figured, you know what? Let me give it to them.
She's a sexy cockroach. Yeah. Thank you, Kim D. I love it. That's a little insider Real Housewives of New Jersey humor. Thank you, Kim D.
Thank you.
Go behind the bar.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I know you would kill to talk to Julianne Moore and Whoopi Goldberg, but before you do, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. Julianne is waving at Kim D like any nice guest does. Yes.
Hi.
Do you like Julianne Moore and Whoopi Goldberg?
Yes. Well, the movies are fabulous.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, first, Whoopi Goldberg's iconic 10 years on The View have had all the trappings of a horror movie, from the occasional bloodbath to one or two surprise endings. I'm looking at you, Jedediah.
Okay.
Second, Julianne's film career has received much adulation, and the new one is fantastic. It's super dark, which
dark.
I like.
Yeah,
I love
that. But it's funny,
that.
Too.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the true mark of a movie's success is when it's parodied with a little ejaculation. So here's what. Let's play Boogie Frights. Julianne, I'm going to go through some horror movie porn parodies.
Oh, good.
You guess which are real and which came from my imaginary spank bank.
Okay.
Okay. First up, the Cocky Horror Picture Show. Is it real or fake?
That's real.
That is fake, actually. My team came up with it. What about the Texas Vibrator Massacre?
Fake?
It's real.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God. Okay. What about Evil Head?
Oh, that's real.
That is real, yes.
Yeah.
What about para-anal activity?
Oh, yeah.
No.
That is fake.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay. Nightmare on Twink Street?
Fake.
That's a Friday night for me.
Yeah.
It's real. What about A Wet Dream on Elm Street?
That's real.
That is real.
Yeah.
Okay, what about
that one too.
Last up, Psychock.
Ooh, I hope that's real.
That is fake.
Aww.
Okay, very good. Okay. Thank you very much. Finally, okay, this is even maybe the dumbest game we will play all night, but I like it. Finally, Whoopi's love of toking up has always given me life. But since it's Halloween, I wonder how willing she is to get high with people who are 6 feet under. Here's what. Let's find out with Puff Puff Passed Away. Whoopi, I'm going to resurrect some spirits from beyond the grave.
Puff Puff
you
passed
tell
away.
Me, yes, you tell me with whom you would rather get gravely stone.
Okay.
Which of these dead people would you prefer to get high with?
Right.
Abe Lincoln or Amelia Earhart?
Oh. I think I'd rather get high with Abe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Jesus Christ or Shakespeare?
Well, I'd go with JC because he could make more.
Yes. Okay. what about Margaret Thatcher or Mother Teresa?
Oh, Thatcher, absolutely.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Albert Einstein or Thomas Edison?
Einstein, absolutely.
Okay, wow, I like this.
Yeah.
Walt Disney or Babe Ruth?
Babe Ruth, babe.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Queen Victoria or Christopher Columbus?
Vicky.
Kate Hepburn or Billie Holiday?
I think I'd have to get high with Kate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Franklin Roosevelt or Winston Churchill?
Oh, Winnie.
Okay, thank you very much for those definitive answers.
Julianne, we got an email from Andrew S. You must have read about this the other day. What did you think about Mark Wahlberg asking God for forgiveness for Boogie Nights and calling it a poor choice that he made in life?
Oh, my God. I think he should thank God for Boogie Nights.
Me too.
It made his career.
Yes.
Yeah, my God. It's a great movie.
He did you read that?
I just saw it on my Twitter feed today.
Yeah, yeah.
I was really surprised.
Me too.
Yeah. Thank you, God, for Boogie Nights.
Yeah. Whoopi, Joe Ellen W. wants to know, and I bet you get this a lot on Twitter from conservatives. Why didn't you enjoy Move to Canada like you promised you would? Did you say you would move to Canada?
No,
Trump?
I didn't.
Oh, you did not?
No, I did not.
See
and
that?
See, what is this person's name?
Joe Ellen W.
Well, Joe Ellen, if you actually watch the show instead of just reading stuff, you actually know what I said. So I didn't move so I could correct folks like you.
There you go. Very good. Oh, my God. Who's at the door? It's our next contestant for our costume contest. It is Tori as Britney Spears. Oh, my God. Britney Spears and Victoria Dubois as drag queen. Victoria Dubois as drag Karen Walker. You're such a good Karen Walker.
Thank you,
oh my God, look at the it, Britney. I love it. She's doing her moves too. Thank you very much. Over at the bar, it's our contestants for the We Always Have a Great Fright costume contest. Hi, guys. Oh my God, here's more contestants for our contest. Let's see who's here. Oh my God, I love it. It's Molly as Bidor the Explorer. Look at this. It's Bidor the Explorer, Nader as Dr. Moon, and the gay shark and Linda dressed as Kim Richards and the bunny. Oh my God. These are some high content. These are some high.
You see his tongue?
Look at him.
Oh, I know. Yeah, the, Linda's tongue is very cute. Linda is the bunny. Thanks, guys. Head on over behind the bar. Oh my God. The gay shark as Kim Richards with Linda as the bunny. I cannot even handle it. Julianne, Robbie T said, I love seeing your daughter model for J. Crew. On a scale from one to Kris Jenner, how much of a momager are you?
I don't know. I mean, I'd like to control everything, but I don't.
So, I mean, is this something, she's so beautiful and she's such a lovely girl.
She's a great woman.
Is this something that she is going to?
I don't know. She's in 10th grade, so I think, you know, just Halloween is really her big focus right now.
No, I know, but you know,
everybody's right.
Yeah. But a lot of girls could say, I want to drop out of school and do this.
No, she likes school and she's very into that.
Whoopi, this is an interesting one from Rodney B. He said, I love you, Whoopi, but he feels that you hold your tongue on The View and that you represent a lot of us viewers, and I feel that they want to hear you speak more.
Well, I know you probably do, but you don't want to really hear me speak more and know how much it's going to cost me if I say a word you shouldn't say.
But do you? But you do. But you don't. But do you really hold your tongue?
No, I don't hold my tongue. Okay. I just don't curse anybody out.
Yeah, okay. I think she's the voice of reason on the show.
Yeah.
Actually, when you go on, you know you can rely on her to be smart.
By the way, I'm very excited about Meghan McCain. I really feel like you guys really
nailed it.
Great
addition.
Yeah.
Great addition.
Let's go to Kara from Massachusetts. Hey, Kara, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, love you.
Love you.
Thanks. My question is for both Julianne and Whoopi.
Okay.
Which one project of yours haunts you the most?
Oh, do you have a project from your life that haunts you? The movie or a TV show or something that you're like, oh man, if I could get, what is it?
It's called T-Rex.
Really?
It's about me and a talking dinosaur in the 22nd century.
I actually feel like we showed a clip of this with you on once.
Yes.
Yes, because of course we are obsessed with it. Do you have anything, Julianne?
Yes, there was a movie that I made called Next with Nick Cage where I played an FBI agent who was tracking him everywhere. And when I read the script, my character was like in a suit in a control room watching him. And when I got there, they gave me like a SWAT team outfit and I carried a big rifle everywhere I went.
Wow.
It was horrible.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Let's go to Caroline from Texas. Hey, Caroline, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question's for Julianne.
Okay.
Can you tell us anything about the Amazon project you're going to do with Robert De Niro?
It
got canceled because of the Weinstein mess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Exactly.
What was it going to be?
It was a big family drama, lots of people. Bob and I played cousins. It was a really great project. But yes, the Weinstein debacle. And another issue at Amazon, everybody kind of walked away torpedoed.
Wow. You know, on that note, Lisa Eve from Denver had a question that I think is good for both of you. She said, do you think this is finally the wake-up call that Hollywood needs to get men out of their positions of power or to stop this from happening? Do you think that this will really, really change things? It seems to me that it will.
If there are repercussions, it will.
I think it will only change things when women decide that they don't want to take it.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. what'll change it. When it becomes something that you make it really tricky for guys to do,
yeah.
or men to do, or anybody who's coming on and messing with you. You have to make it very, very hard for them to do it. And that's going to be on us predominantly, mm-hmm. I think.
Lauren is on the line from Austin with the question. Hey, Lauren, I love it that the it version of Britney Spears agrees. She's not going to take it anymore.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Kim D. Kim D doesn't take it at all. No. She is a sexy cockroach, and she's not going to take it. Yes. Karen Walker might. Drag Karen Walker might. Well, yeah. Okay, caller, what's your question?
First, Andy, you had me from 2009.
Thank you.
I just had to get that out.
Thank you. 8 years later, here we are.
Yes. My question is for Whoopi.
Okay.
Yes.
Who would be your most and least favorite person to guest host The View?
I wish I could tell you I've even given it any thought.
Right.
I haven't. I don't. You know, look. They bring in whoever they bring in, and I try to be polite.
Right.
So that's the best I can do.
Right.
So,
by the way, can we get a shot of Whoopi's shoes? Because they're
incredible.
I mean, this is amazing. No, she's not a stoner. Julianne, the new movie is so cool.
Oh,
it's directed by George Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen H. wants you to describe George Clooney as a director in three words.
Thoughtful, precise, and hot.
Ooh. Thoughtful, precise, and hot. Is it fun being... Oh my God, it's our doorbell! You know what that means? It's our last few contestants. Ginger Snap is Drag Captain Sandy. Oh my God, it's Nick and Michael. It's me and Anderson. Oh my God, you guys look just like me and Anderson.
Hey, Andy.
I can't believe it. You look exactly like me and Anderson Cooper.
Andy, are you lying to me?
No, Captain Sandy.
I'm very disappointed.
Oh my God. Thanks, guys. Head behind the bar. Here's the deal. Whoopi is now wearing one of her fun holiday sweaters. She has a line of them. You can order them online for your whole family.
Yes.
And you brought us sweaters?
I did bring you sweaters.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. Yeah. I'm so stoked.
This is for you, Julianne.
Oh,
and this is for you,
Andy.
Oh, my God. I
love
feel
it.
Like
yeah.
it's me.
It's Christmas.
Oh, my God. Mine's... Oh, I love it. It's Hanukkah. Nothing
nice
ugly
great.
About these sweaters.
No,
you know what I love about your sweaters? Also, they're like big and comfy.
Yeah. They're meant to be big and comfy. And, you know, I'm in bed with Zappos these days. So they've been really good about letting us make sizes bigger. And they're meant to make you smile.
Guess
Thank
what?
You.
They make me smile.
Oh,
and you make me smile.
Thank you. You do the
and
same
And I have
for
to
me.
Say, I just want to get one more pan of the We Always Have a Great Fright costume contestants. Because we have Kim D as a sexy cockroach. And then we have Dr. Moon over here. Look at Dr. Moon, who came, of course, with Shannon Bedore, who we'll see. And then look at drag Karen Walker, who is so brilliant. And then we've got the gay shark as Kim Richards with Linda as the bunny. Britney Spears as it. It's of it, Britney Spears. And then we have Bedora the Explorer, Shannon Bedore as Bedora the Explorer, Drag Captain Sandy, who I love. And then look at the Andy and Anderson. I mean, they look just like me and Anderson. And
I think on that note, it's time to crown our winner. Yes, Let's go over here. And without further ado, chosen by Whoopi and Julianne, come on over here, Gay Shark, as Kim Richards. This is amazing. I don't know how you're going to put that. SuburbaCon, and Whoopi Goldberg, watch The View and get her Christmas sweaters. So watch what happens after. I feel kind of bad that the Gay Shark and Linda won the contest because the Gay Shark lives here and so does Linda, basically. She's our executive producer's dog. But Julianne Moore's movie is SuburbaCon. It's in theaters now. And Whoopi Goldberg's sweater line is called Ugly Crossed Out Holiday Sweater Line. Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much. And we both have ours, which we love. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Grace, and I'm calling from Vero Beach, Florida.
Hey, Grace, what's your question?
It's for Julianne, and I was wondering, have you ever met Sarah Palin in real life? If not, what would you say to her if you did?
Oh, wow. No, I haven't. I haven't met her. I don't know what I would say. I don't know.
Whoopi, I'm assuming you've met her. Has she been on The View?
Yes.
What did you say?
I said, hello. Uh-huh. And she said, hello back.
Yeah.
Because I actually worked with her daughter.
I know.
Yeah.
Right.
On the teen pregnancy.
Oh, wow.
Which was great. And so yeah. She was very nice. You know, it's... You can't scream at people when you meet them in the face.
I was going to say, is it weird meeting someone like that who you... coming into it may have had very strong opinions about, and then they come in and they're...
No, it's not, you know, it's not hard for me. I just, look, I didn't come from doing this initially, so
right.
I'm sort of raised to be polite. Mm-hmm. So even if it's somebody I don't necessarily like, I have to, my mother, I can hear her saying, now look, say something nice and walk on.
Right.
So I say, nice to meet you, bye.
Yeah.
And then I walk.
Back to the phones, caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. This is Dusty from Phoenix.
Hey, Dusty. What's your question? Oh, my God. Dusty from Arizona, because Arizona's so dusty.
Well, it's Betsy. I'm sorry.
Oh, Betsy. Betsy, I have a question for you first. Can I call you Dusty?
Sure.
It's our thing. What's your question? What's your question, Dusty, Betsy?
My question is for Whoopi. And my question is, how are you liking Meghan McCain joining The View? And are the rumors true that Jedediah was fired to be replaced by Meghan?
I can't speak to whatever the rumors are, but I love having Meghan there.
She's great.
She's somebody I've always had a great deal of respect and fun with. You know, so you can have fun with people you don't agree with. That's what family is all about. So, you know. She's great. And the other stuff, you know, I don't mess with rumors because you never know where they came from. Mm-hmm.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. My name is Jessica, calling from Boston.
Hey, what's your question?
My question is for Julianne.
Okay.
Julianne, have there been any more talks about a Hunger Games prequel? And would you want to be a part of it? Or is it too soon to bring them back?
It's never too soon. Never too soon for the Hunger Games.
I agree.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about this. Maybe, you know, maybe I wouldn't be in it. Maybe that's But I don't know. I haven't heard anything. But,
did you like being in the Hunger Games?
I loved it. I loved all those actors.
What did you love? You love the actors.
The actors are great. Yeah. Really funny, fun people. Smart, great sense of humor.
Was that a film that being in that film gave you a little bit of cred with your kids? Like, were they psyched about that?
I'm only in that movie because of my kids.
Is that right?
Because my son had read the books, and then I was on vacation. My daughter was starting to read them. I didn't have a book, and I picked up hers. I was like, this is good.
Right.
And there was a part for me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how that happens.
When you read a book, in the back of your mind, are you thinking, this could be for me?
Always.
Oh, always.
My God, it's terrible. Always. Is there
you
a part
too.
For me?
Me too, you know.
Yeah.
What?
Rarely a part for me.
Okay.
Rarely.
I have a hard time believing this because you are, and you have,
know,
or you're an Oscar
I know.
Winner.
You're an
Do you think that's because,
I know.
Let me ask you this. Do you think being on The View has hurt your film career? Because you're thought of now maybe another way?
I don't know. I don't know if that's what it is. There's all kinds of things that happen. You know, people don't cast you. And, you know, people talk about, oh, Oscar's so white. Well, you got to get cast and stuff. So, right. And I also am in that funny age group, you know, so... That's a little odd, too, for folks, I think.
Would you ever... You very famously came on the scene with your one-woman show, which mm-hmm. was so groundbreaking and so incredible. Yeah. Do you noodle around with another one? Do you ever think about bringing back that for you?
No, those characters are past now, you know?
But with new characters, would you do it with new...
Yeah, but, you know, people have changed. They don't come... and watch things like that in the same way. So you have to deal with a lot of what people are tweeting and what they're doing. And so I think I would have to do something kind of different and brand new.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Lindsay, and I'm calling from Beacon, New York.
Hey, Lindsay, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Whoopi. Whoopi, it is such a dream to be talking to you right
now. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm a child of the 90s, so your movies are really like the soundtrack of my life. Growing up, The Tract and Lion King. And
sweet.
So, so my question is, who did you have the most fun with during the Sister Act reunion on The View? And is there any chance we'll see a Sister Act 3?
We've been asking, and apparently I don't know what they're doing.
Okay.
So
you would like it to happen.
Well, I think it's, you know, we wanted to do it live, and they didn't want to do it live, and, you know, they said it was too, you know, it was too old.
What do you mean do it live?
Do it live. You know how they do
the live musicals.
Dirty Dancing or whatever
it
is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were like, oh, no, that's so, it's too old for
but
our people.
But everyone is bringing everything back, and it's a beloved property.
Listen, write to your folks at Disney and ABC and tell them. Okay,
right.
Tell them you want to see it.
Okay. Yeah. But and write to your congressman while you're at it. Maybe they can help. I want to thank Julianne Moore. The movie is Suburbicon. It's in theaters now. Whoopi Goldberg's Ugly Cost Out Holiday Sweater Line. You can find that online. Thank you so much to our bartenders. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Hey, guys. It's Andy. The show's over. That was fun. I loved the costumes. I have to really thank my staff for dressing two of our favorite model trainers as me and Anderson. Really, they just had them in tight clothes with our faces on them. And we had a few staffers. We had Tori Vulo as Britney Spears. And it was Britney Spears with like the It costume on the face. She was in the Oops, I Did It Again jumpsuit. Red leather vinyl or red vinyl. And then we had drag Captain Sandy. We had to drag Karen Walker. We had Shannon Bedora the Explorer with Dr. Moon. I mean, my staff is amazing. These guys, they have sick senses of humor, and they just get it. And they know how to make me laugh, which I feel like if they make me laugh, then maybe they make you laugh too. Anyway, check our Instagram and you can see all the costumes. And I didn't even mention the best. We had Kim D as sexy cockroach Kim D because Melissa Gorga called her a cockroach. I mean, that is good humor, right? And Julianne Moore and Whoopi Goldberg were awesome. I love them. And Whoopi gave us both sweaters, ugly Christmas sweaters from her line. It was a great show. I had a blast. See you tomorrow.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.